And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Can a pool player pay his tithe with part of the money that he has won? Now, since he talks about winning money, I must assume that he is gambling and playing pool. The game of pool itself can be very fascinating, and there's nothing inherently wrong with playing pool. I oftentimes have played with friends just for the enjoyment of it, and it can be fun. However, many times pool tables are placed in establishments that a Christian cannot go. Many times they're placed in bars and places like that. A Christian can't go there and still maintain the reputation that he should have, still maintain the good, pure influence that he should have over the rest of the world. So we should not go to those places to play. And when we play pool, we certainly should not gamble. Gambling in and of itself is inherently wrong. Because of that, we need to address that question before we can address the rest. God intends for man to work. That has always been his intention. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19, God told the man, "In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." Because of this verse, there are many who have concluded that sin is a pun, or that work rather is a punishment from God based on the sin that Adam and Eve committed in the garden. Such is not the case. It is true that because of the sin that man committed, the ground would be cursed in the sense that it would bring forth thorns and thistles, and man would have to work by the sweat of his face in order to produce his living. And it was God's intention that man work and produce his living until the day that he die. However, work was not the result of sin. In Genesis 2 and verse 15, before Adam and Eve had committed their great transgression, the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. It was God's intention and God's instruction to Adam that he tend the garden, that he keep it. This was his job. This was work. And God expected him to do it. Many times people find difficulty being happy in this earth. Many times the search for happiness is made difficult because man thinks that he'll be happier if he has nothing to do, if he has a life of complete leisure. But God did not design us to be people of leisure. He designed us to be people of work, people of service. We see a great example of this in the Apostle Paul. In Acts chapter 20, beginning in verse 34, Paul there says, "Yes, you yourselves know that these hands," and he's talking about his own hands, "these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak." And remember the words that the Lord Jesus, that he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Paul had demonstrated the necessity of working, working to provide for himself, and working to provide for others. He reminded them of the great teaching that our Lord had given. It is more blessed to give than to receive. But we're not to give what we have received through gambling. We are to give of those things that we have received by working. Consider the matter, if you would, in this light. Gambling is nothing more than pre-agreed upon theft. When a person gains something by gambling, he has not earned it. He has not worked for it. It was not given to him as a gift. The person that he takes the money from did not want him to have it. Therefore, it is just theft. Theft in a prearranged and pre-agreed upon setting, but theft nonetheless. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28, Paul said, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands that which is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need." It's important for us to work so that we might provide for ourselves and provide for those that is our responsibility to care for. But here it says that we should also provide for those in need. Money gained in gambling is not rightfully ours. Therefore, the person who asked this question, "Femi, no, you should not make a tithe of it. You should not give to God of it. Rather, you should return it to the person from whom you took it and not gamble any longer." We should all work instead of gambling. And when we do, God will bless us. We will prosper. And then we can give as we have been prospered. For that is the command that our Lord has given to us today.